How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, in a hat. Well.
Well, Tom, why would one need a, what did you call it? A collapsible top
It's a
hat.
Collapsible hat, often known as an opera hat, or in France, a chapeau clac, because...
Easy for you to say.
Easy for you to say. It's on a spring thing, so it collapses, so it goes under your seat at the opera. I think it's the idea.
Oh, my goodness. How frequently are you going to the opera at the moment?
Well, do you know what? Not as much as I anticipated when I bought the hat, but still.
Right.
I got it just because I thought I should have one in my collection.
In your arsenal?
Well, I couldn't fit it there.
It's very tall. It's taller than
I think you thought.
Yeah,
is
I think so. Let me see.
But it doesn't actually fit me very well. It needs sort of stretching out. Is it tall?
It's quite tall. I don't think it's too tall. Don't get me wrong. But do you think that short people might wear them?
To feel taller?
Just to feel a little taller.
Well, that's a good idea. It's better than adding Cuban heels.
Yes, although some men do wear those.
They actually don't, they? It's quite strange.
Yeah, they do. It is quite unusual. Would you ever wear a pair of heels, Tom?
Do you know what? I'm not very good in them. I don't know how those people do it at the Met Ball.
Oh, yeah, it was the Met Ball last night. Once again, we weren't invited.
Again, the invitation gets lost in the post. Thank
what
you very much,
shocker.
Anna. Is it Anna who organises it?
Well, I think that if she wanted to invite someone, she could.
I feel like she's got a table. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Do you think that's how it works at the Met Ball? Is it a dinner, do you think?
Well, Alf was just asking me about that. I think it's a dinner, isn't it, designed to raise funds for the museum?
Right.
I mean, that museum must have a few funds. Is all.
Yeah, bloody hell, they must be. They must have too much money, if anything.
Apparently it's like 30 grand minimum for a ticket.
Oh, well, that's why we're not going.
Yet another reason we're not going.
But
yes.
Do you think that sort of Lil Nas X is paying 30 grand? Or do you think someone's invited him?
Good question. Well, apparently fashion designers can purchase a table for something like 600 grand.
600 grand?
I think that's right, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Or is it 300 grand? Still.
That is a lot of money. You'd hope that the dinner would be good, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, you'd hope so. You'd hope there'd be extra chips if you wanted them.
Yeah, but I reckon it'd be posh portions, wouldn't it? So it'd be little.
Be starving. Well, especially if you've worn some sort of, like, you know, corset or something made out of, you know, whatever it's made out of.
Bones
or something.
Bones of the
dead. Probably. Then it's going to be uncomfortable if you eat a lot, isn't it? You don't want to go too out on the mash.
Well, I always think with some of those outfits, how do you even begin to sit down?
Well, yes. And then they have like after parties and people go out to those afterwards. And I think, well, that seems very uncomfortable as well.
But do you think they had a costume change?
Sometimes, maybe, yeah.
Maybe you'd lose a cape.
Yes, I think you would want. But then at the end of the day, I'd be tired. All those stairs, sat there talking to Anna Wintour. And then you've got to go.
Do you feel like
that would
be an exhausting experience talking to Anna Wintour?
Well, you've got to be on your best behaviour, haven't you?
Do you think she takes her glasses off?
No.
Never.
When I saw her in New York that time, she didn't have her glasses on. That's what I found so confusing.
Maybe she put, you know how lots of famous people put on glasses to seem to be sort of invisible. Do you think that she takes them off when she doesn't want people to recognise her?
Oh, do you think maybe, yeah. Maybe. That
just an idea. Would you ever be one of those famous people that wears a cap, Tom, to try and not be recognised?
Oh, would you? Because I don't think I'd really suit a cap. I do sometimes wear them, but I don't think I really suit them. Would
I
you
don't
wear
suit
one?
A cap, no.
I don't think American, can't it?
Yeah, I think as a girl, you've got to have quite long hair. Otherwise, well, for me, if I wear a cap, I often get called sir.
What about a tennis legend? You'd look like a nice tennis legend, wouldn't you?
What's a tennis legend? Is that like a visor?
Well, don't they wear caps at Wimbledon and stuff? Steffi Graf, that sort of person.
Tom, I know I'm a lesbian, but I don't really have a encyclopedic knowledge of the tennis. I'm sorry to say.
Steffi Graf, was she a tennis or was she a?
She was a tennis player, married to Andre Agassi.
Oh, that's Steffi Graf. Martina Navratilova.
Also a lesbian and a tennis player.
Was she now?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, how did she find time to do both?
Well, that's the thing, Tom. Lesbians, we get shit done.
That is true. And you know what? The first picture I pull up of her, look what she's wearing.
Oh, she's wearing a backwards cap. That's a real decision.
That is a real choice. Martina doesn't mind.
No, but I feel like people would think, you know, she's there because she's... I think if I went for a run with a cap on, people wouldn't mind it as much.
Mm. Well...
But, you know, I don't think anyone's going to mind it, to be honest.
No one's going to mind, Susan.
What about a baby boy cap? Would you wear one of those?
What is that, then?
It's like a puffy one, like a puffy cap.
Like, is that the same as a trucker cap?
No. I think you wore one when we went to that museum in Blackburn where we dressed like the olden days.
Oh, I do. Well, I do have one like that, actually, yeah. I do have one like that.
Was it Blackburn? Birmingham. Somewhere near there.
Yeah, I think it was in Birmingham. But the Black Country Museum. That's Living the Museum.
The Living Museum, yes. Because we dressed up for the day, didn't we? That was fun.
That was fun. Really fun.
That was fun. Well, you know, it's not just about hats here. Would you say a top hat is your favourite, though?
Oh, undoubtedly. Indubitably.
Now, have you worn that? Because you bought a number of hats, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And have you worn the bowler hat much?
I've worn the bowler hat once, but I'm too scared. I think people look at me if I wear that, and I feel like maybe it looks like I'm trying to attract attention. Although I do really like wearing it, so maybe again I shouldn't be limited. You just have to do it, don't you? You just have to do it. And
are you worried you're going to look like the man on the Home Pride?
I'm worried people throw flour at me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's good. I think you should wear it more. I think you should go for it.
Maybe I should. You're right. Maybe I should there. Or Bradford and Bingley, of course, wore them. Or Laurel and Hardy wore them. But,
Bradford and Bingley, is that not an estate agent?
It is, what's it been called? A building society, isn't it?
Right. Yes, of course.
I think you're right. But I do like it. I do like the bowler hat actually a lot. So maybe I should just wear it. I just think people will look at me and be like, oh, what a weirdo.
Tom, people are looking at you and thinking that anyway.
That's true, isn't it? When am I going to start living my life? But
Go on.
Did you have a nice bank holiday weekend? Did you wear a hat?
I was about to ask you if you had a nice bank holiday weekend. That's what I was about to say, Tom. I did. I had some tour shows on Friday and Saturday, which were joyful.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Where were you for those, please?
Liverpool.
Oh, yes, of course. You sent me that lovely message.
And Loughborough.
Oh, all the L's. Where would you be next? Margate and Manchester, probably.
Almost certainly. I only do it by the M's. By the letters, that's right. Mm-hmm. Tom, how was Guildford? How was the G Live?
I had a lovely time. And on Saturday before the show, we went for some Greek food. Oh, I liked it.
What did
I
you
liked
have?
It a lot. Well, we had just a selection of Mets, didn't we?
Of course you did. Did you have some of those things in vine leaves?
We did have some of those. That wasn't my favourite bit, actually. I like the calamari.
Right.
And actually, my favourite bit was probably the aubergine dip.
Oh, okay. Mm. I find those things in vine leaves too slimy.
I'm not mad on a vine leaf, actually, yeah. It's not my favourite thing.
It feels weird in your mouth.
It has a strange mouthfeel, as people
mouthfeel,
say.
Yes.
They say mouthfeel now, don't they?
That's what they'd say about wine, Tom.
Do they now?
Yes, they say that about wine, about how
dry it
feels.
Will you be doing some more wine?
I think so, yes.
Oh,
I'm doing some more wine times.
Good, because I love that.
I've got to carry on drinking, you know that.
Mm, yeah, lovely. Lovely.
And how was your bank haul?
Well, we had a nice time. On the Saturday, I was in Guildford. On the Sunday, we had a day off. So sat in the garden because
your shingle delivered.
I've got my shingles now. So we sat on the shingle and we christened it with champagne, not with piss. And
Or sex. I don't think you could do it on. I think that would be painful for the knees. You'd need a knee pad.
You would need a knee pad, which actually I'm hoping to get for my 40th.
And then, climb.
Glang, and we move the pots down there. So we've got the olive tree is down there now, which I think suits it.
That's very nice, Tom. You're a very sort of you're an old fashioned gent, and I like that about you. I like how excited you are for your garden.
Oh, and I've brought a bench as well, Susie. You'll have to come around and sit on it.
Oh, I'd love to come and sit on your bench. Not a euphemism.
Please, not a euphemism.
Is it dedicated to anyone?
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I should get it dedicated to myself.
Tom likes to sit here.
Who loves sitting here, yeah.
Because you know that's one of my favourite things to do when I'm out walking, is go and get sad by benches dedicated to people I've never met.
Oh, I can see that you would enjoy that, yes.
You know, for Ron, who liked to sit here.
Who loved this view.
Yeah.
Who loved this park. Yes, that is nice.
Yes, that sort of thing.
Yes,
I saw one, I didn't see in real life, but I saw it on the internet, that someone had done, it was like, for Margaret, who hated this park and everyone in it. Which I thought was so funny. I thought, good for you, Margaret. Big honest.
Why not? Why not? Bit of fun, isn't it? Bit of fun.
A bit of fun. And then you've got a day off today.
Day off today. Yeah, day off today. Day off tomorrow, actually.
Oh, Tom, that's good. You need some time off. You've been a busy boy.
And then I'm working on the Saturday, aren't I? I'm working on the coronation. Not working at the coronation.
No. Would you be doing something, do you think?
Well, I imagine I probably would have been involved in the ceremony.
Of course.
But, no.
And what a shame, because it'd be a lovely excuse for a top hat.
I know, right.
It would have been a lovely. What do you think the dress code is on the invitation?
Top hats.
Do you think?
I know this because Jay Blades from the repair shop is going. And he told me he's bought a top hat from the same man I bought mine from.
Oh, my goodness. Jay Blades from the repair shop. I love the repair shop, as you can quite imagine.
Because JS, who does the hat repairs on the repair shop, has got him a top hat. And has also bought him a carry case with it, apparently.
Oh, a hat bag.
A hat bag, yeah. That's what they call me.
That's the sort of thing that, you know, you would see in old-fashioned times, wouldn't you? People getting on trains with hat bags, that sort of thing.
Hat bags, vanity case.
You know, the sort of thing someone might have got on the Titanic with.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Absolutely, for sure.
For sure.
Suze, have you got any nice plans for the coronene?
Well, I'm going to a wedding on the coronene.
Oh, whose wedding?
Laura Checkley.
Oh, is she getting married on Saturday?
She's getting married on Saturday, yes.
Oh my goodness, a lesbian wedding on the coronene.
On the coronation, I know, I can't wait. I've been deciding what to wear, actually, because obviously normally I'd go for a suit.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of going for high-waisted trousers with a velvet jacket. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's a lovely suit. Will you be warm? Is it going to be warm?
Well, I think I might be warm, but I'm going to wear I've got some nice shirts with a cufflink.
Oh, that's lovely.
Trying to decide what to wear around the neck. Might go with a small tie.
Yeah, that's nice. What about a simple piece of jewellery?
Well, that is quite a good idea, Tom.
What about a choker?
I don't know the chokers are still happening, are they?
No, you're right, actually, yeah. They were a fun thing, weren't they, at one point?
Do you remember when girls in school used to wear them and they were sort of like, they were like a grippy hair thing almost?
Yeah.
And they were like crosses and they'd go around the neck.
Yes, I do remember those.
Do you remember those?
Yeah. With maybe like one little...
And then pulling down those two sides of your hair like that.
And gelling it like it was made of... Like it was made of wood, yes.
Yes, and then very, very high ponytail.
Yes. Susie, I think you've cemented your look.
Oh, I've cemented my hair.
Cemented your hair with all that VO5. Would it be Shockwaves by Weller?
Almost certainly.
Mm.
Weller, of course, named after... the dog in EastEnders, Wellard.
Is that right?
Do you remember him? There was a dog in EastEnders
that
belonged to Dean Gaffney called Wellard.
Oh, so many lovely characters in EastEnders, weren't there?
Calf, who ran the calf.
Oh, yeah, Calf's calf, yeah.
Calf's calf.
All the walls always seemed so marked, didn't they, in the EastEnders houses? You gotta go, you think they'd like just get a bit of paint. You always have that sort of grey.
Well, I think that you'd always be aware that a fight might break out. So what's the point?
What's the point? It's only going to get covered in blood.
Yeah. Exactly, you know?
Mm, and so many of the houses, they don't but refuse to put on a low-level lamp, don't they?
Oh, it's like, yeah. I hate a top light on.
Me too.
I'm all about the lamp.
I've just bought a new lamp for my top light.
How has it taken us 12 minutes to get to that?
I know, right. Well, it's a bit difficult because my mum really likes the lantern in the hallway. You know the one?
Yes, I do know the one, yeah.
my mum really likes that, always admires it. Well, I don't really like it. It's a bit modern. So
give it to your mum.
Well, I'm going to give it to mum, but I haven't told her I bought a replacement one for there. Do you know
what
I mean?
What's the new light like?
It's sort of Romanesque. It's kind of got a Romanesque kind of bowl shape to it. And it hangs very like nice. a lantern.
Like an old lady with a lantern?
Like an old lady's earrings, yeah.
Sort of saying, bring out your dead, that sort of thing.
That sort of thing, actually. I do have a lantern like that I put in the garden yesterday, hung it on a tree.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I was going to try and get the fire pit going, but I couldn't get it going.
You've got to be careful with those fire pits.
You've got to, Suze. You've got to.
So have you bought one now, or do you just think you're going to have a little burn-up?
What, a fire pit?
Yeah, we're just doing it sort of on the floor.
No, James got it for me for Christmas. And it also doubles as a wine cooler if you want it to.
You can put a load of ice in there?
I think so. I think that's the idea.
It's difficult because sometimes you want to drink around the fire pit, so it's hard to know what to do.
Oh, yeah, it's ice and fire. Yeah, it's a real combo, isn't it?
Yeah. Never the twain shall meet.
Never the twain.
It sort of fucks everything up.
Yeah. But we did have a bit of a BBQ actually yesterday.
We're thinking about getting a barbecue.
Oh, well, you see, when I got one, small portable one, really recommend that. Were you thinking of getting a big one?
When you say small portable one, do you mean the type that people take to the park and it burns the grass?
Yes, that's
one of those ones.
We don't do that. We don't do that, but yes, one might.
What, the throwaway ones?
No, not those ones.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
It's got a little lid, like you can take it and it folds up very neatly, like a little handbag.
You could pop your pop hat in there.
Oh, yes, I could pop a top hat in there.
And it would smell delicious.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it? What is that smoky hat you've got on? It's a stovetop hat. Would you get gas or coal?
I don't know. I think we were thinking coal, but what are you cooking on it? See, here's my thing. I'm worried that it'll be something that we buy that we never use, like so many of our things.
Well, that's why I recommend a smaller one, actually, Suze, because I've done a lot on that small one. I've done a salmon. I've done lamb.
Did you keep the head? Did you keep the head and the tail on?
No, it was a side, but I put skin face down, oil, and then skin. And that did a lovely crispiness, because salmon can sometimes be a bit boring, I think. But this gave it a lovely way.
But do you know how to jazz up a salmon?
How?
I put a bit of tapenade on the top.
Oh, I wish I'd known that. Spread all over.
Oh, yeah, spread all over the top, yeah.
Oh, lovely, Susan.
I take a teaspoon of it, and then I sort of spread it with the back of the teaspoon like I'm on MasterChef.
Oh, I would like that, Susan.
I think you would, Tom, yeah. I think you would.
Will you do that with a new pot?
I would have said so, yeah. A new pot. Maybe some sort of cayenne and spices on it.
Oh, now she's talking. What sort of greens?
Well, I'd go with a salad with that. So probably for me, brockets, some olives, some tomatoes. That's probably enough. Maybe probably not coriander, but I do like coriander in a salad.
I like coriander in a salad, actually. People don't realise. Do you know what I've got into as well? Sorry, Suze.
Go on.
Pickling a carrot. I like to pickle a carrot.
Do you?
Yeah. Just pop it in some vinegar and some sugar and salt. I think, sugar? Well, I can't remember.
But How long does it take to pickle?
Do it for an hour.
Really? And then what?
And then pop it on a salad, pop it in a sandwich, pop it on whatever you like.
What would you do? Grate it?
Could grate it beforehand, yeah. Or have a little crudite before dinner. Saves on the cheddars.
Oh, but Tom, it's not it's not as good as a cheddar, is it? That's the thing.
I love a mini cheddar.
Mm. Nothing is as good as a cheddar.
Yeah, I know. I love a mini cheddar. Love a mini cheddar and a crisp. Oh, I'm in heaven.
I would say that mini cheddars are in the sort of... They're in the region of things that are better as a mini.
100% agree.
Because I don't know that I don't know if I've ever had a regular sized cheddar.
What an interesting debate, though. What else is better as a mini? I'm just thinking. Oh, celebrations.
Yes, mini eggs.
Mini eggs.
Yes,
better than a whole egg. Yeah.
I tell you what are good. Do you know those mini? Oh God, yeah. What are they called when they're like? It's like sausage meat wrapped around an egg.
Scotch egg, mini Scotch egg.
Mini Scotch eggs, they're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, they are nice.
Mini sausages, they're nice.
I like a mini sausage, actually, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Gosh, we've really opened up a whole new podcast.
Yeah, mini. Mini.
Mini.
Mini, with Susie and Tom.
Mini. Mini Ritz crackers. Not sure.
No, but for the Ritz cracker, I'm only really there for the salt.
Me too, Susie, me too. But do you know what we did on Saturday?
Go on, you tell me.
Sunday.
It doesn't matter. No one knows.
No one cares. No one's listening. But the Padron Peppers, after them from scratch.
Oh, yes. I've been around your house when I've done Padron Peppers, haven't I?
I don't know if we've ever had Padron Peppers when you've been round.
Oh, was it the first time you've done it?
Well, I thought so, but maybe we're doing them every week and just immediately
you've
forget.
You've just been drunk.
Maybe.
My God, all of what we eat around that house is Padron. What did you do? Padron? Chuck a load of salt on them as well?
Lovely. Delish. And then in the olive oil that we'd fried them the following day, right, I put some water in it. And then I used that water and the oil and the salt to boil up some greens. And that was really nice.
Oh, Tom. Yeah. Do you know what? You can really tell that you host Cooking with the Stars.
Thank you for that. It means a lot, actually.
Do you think you've become a better cook since doing all these cooking shows?
No.
No.
If anything, it's become worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I've lost all my confidence, lost my mojo. But I still...
Don't let that happen.
Don't lose your mojo.
You simply mustn't. You simply mustn't.
You mustn't lose your mojo. We did have a nice... It was lovely, actually. It was a nice sort of... Sat in the garden, opened a bottle of champagne.
Very nice.
Just had a nice time. It was great.
Yes. See, my Saturday was quite a lot different because I got back from a tour show and then the baby had sort of a sickness bug, which lasted about an hour, it seemed.
Oh, I've heard about this, yeah. And
threw up in her bed. We took her into ours. She threw up in our bed. We were doing washing at 2 a.m. Then she falls asleep, wakes up in the morning, bright eye, bushy tail, 6 o'clock, hello!
That's what they do, isn't it? Kids don't... Yeah. Apparently it's like an adult thing is when we... Like, if you throw up as an adult, you're like, oh, I need to sit down. I'm obviously very ill. But kids are like, I'm fine.
Yeah, they could like... But it's like, you know how you vom if you're out and you want to carry on being out?
You see, I've never been able to do that. A tactical vom. Alf can do that. I've never been able to do it. Is that useful?
I think so, yeah. I once saw someone just put their head out of a tube door. And then sit back down. Nice. So nice, whoever worked there.
Some people have all the talent, don't they?
Yeah. Or like being sick into a handbag. I've seen people do that.
Oh, yes, people do that a lot, don't they?
You must remember to take the things out of your handbag first. That's what I'll say.
No, I can imagine. And what sort of handbag would it be? A clutch bag? Because
It depends how much sick you've
got. How much sick you want, yeah.
Because a clutch bag...
A magical cause one would be ideal.
What about one of those ones that has like rope at the top to do it all up?
Oh, yes, I like those. Yes, mum's friend used to have one of those. Yeah.
Do you know what that would be handy, Tom, if you were sick and you had your top hat?
Oh, yes, collapsible as well.
Yeah.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
What a lovely thing. Oh, but you were going to say, podcast. It just does everything, doesn't it?
It's got everything for everyone.
I was doing an interview with the Portsmouth News because I'm doing my show in Portsmouth.
Clang.
In Portsmouth next week. And he said, so what is like-minded friends?
Oh, can you?
I mean,
listen to it. It's easier.
Do you know what I mean? How do you solve a problem like Maria? What the fuck is it?
What did you say to this person?
I said, it's a weekly catch-up from two very dear friends where we talk about everything from, from top hats to bowler hats. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. To Glade plugins, to where to throw up. Yeah.
Where to throw up, bath mats, grief, nerves, homophobia, but also what point in the year is good to wear a white short?
Yes, not yet. Let me tell you, I'm a bit chilly today, Suze.
Yeah, I haven't got my pins out yet.
Oh, no, I haven't either, actually, no.
Should we do a little bit of correspondence?
Oh, yes, I'd love that.
I don't know if you'd like a little bit of correspondence.
I'd love it.
We've had a request for a shout-out.
Well, say no more. What is it?
Hello, Susie, Tom, and other like-minded friends listeners. I wanted to email for a while, and now I feel like it's the best time to do so. Well, one of my best friends, Sarah, suggested your podcast to me during the lockdown, and I instantly fell in love. As a comedy fan, I'm not sure how I missed it, but having the back catalogue was in perfect time. When I could not see a lot of my good friends, as I don't live in my home city, Edinburgh, and neither does Sarah. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect podcast, as it genuinely is getting to listen to two friends chatter away. It really felt like I was sitting with friends. I could tell it got bad when I once answered you in a conversation. Sarah and I still regularly listen, and I hope you don't mind, we have adopted you as our friends.
Oh, we'd love
that.
We will
message each other with something you've shared, whether you've shared something exciting or fun on the podcast, to get the other to listen. Or if we see you on TV, we'll send pictures like, look who it is, it's Susie. And I work for the railway, so I absolutely love Rail Journey content.
Well, Susie, that's great.
It's a big ask, but it's my friend Sarah's birthday on Wednesday the 10th of May. And I know she'll be looking out for your podcast. And I thought this may be the perfect way to tell her that I've got us two tickets to Tom's show in Swansea next year in March.
Oh.
An excuse for a weekend break for us both.
Oh, how nice.
I've known Sarah since we were both five. We started primary school together. She's a strong, diligent, no, sorry, she's strong, intelligent, resilient, and I don't think she gives herself enough credit. She's an amazing friend, and though we still have a close group of school friends, I love that we have the podcast and it's just our thing. Keep doing what you're doing, sending lots of love. Okay, bye. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye.
That's Rebecca.
Rebecca, how lovely, and happy birthday to Sarah. I can't wait to see you in Swansea.
What a treat.
Oh, what a treat. Oh, how nice.
A little weekend break for some friends. How nice.
How nice. And what a nice thing to say about our podcast and the
whatever
train
it is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Whatever the fuck it is. Oh, how nice. Well, that's really lovely, isn't it? Well,
it is
and
really
they talk
sweet.
About our podcast. People listen. People do
listen. Dear Tom and Suze, long-time listener, first-time emailer, I just wanted to write to say that I'm just back from Susie's, oh, that's very kind, amazing gig in Loughborough.
Ooh.
My mum, Deb, and my daughter Esme all came to watch.
Lovely name.
The three of us also watched Tom there in Feb.
Yes.
Which we loved, and we saw Susie advertised, so we booked straight away. You were both just the best. Oh. I've got them into the pod too, so now the three of us are all obsessed with you.
Oh.
And we love having you guys in common with my 15-year-old daughter and my 58-year-old mum.
Goodness.
I'm 40, so you really do cover all of the age groups.
We do, don't we?
If you could do a like-minded friends tour together, that would make us extremely happy.
Oh, we must do this now.
Also, Suze, please share your Spotify playlist. It was bloody brilliant. The Spotify playlist for my tour, if you look up Ruffle 1986, it's called Snappy Playlist.
Oh, that's good.
There you go. It's
nice
really some absolute bangers.
Bangers. Dance floor
bangers. Bangers and mash, honestly.
Oh, bangers and mash. That'd be good name for a club night.
It's good stuff. It's Taylor Swift. It's Dolly Parton.
Wow.
It's Mama Cass.
Okay.
It's everything.
And
it's Diana Ross.
That's something for everyone. 15-year-old, 58-year-old, and 40-year-old. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
That
I'm
is
mainstream.
What we're doing.
I'm totally mainstream.
Suddenly I had a hankering for sausages and mash.
Right, should we have one more correspondence?
Oh, let's, Suze. I love that.
Okay. Hello, Susie and Tom. I hope you're both well. I've been listening to your podcast since last year, and I love it. I work from home on a freelance basis as I live with a couple of medical conditions. It gives me some flexibility, but I don't get out as much as I'd like to. I make sure I fit in yoga, podcast, crafting, and reading, and your podcast always brightens up my day. All being well, I'm hoping to visit London in May, June for a very mini break. I might even have a ticket to see you in London, Susie. I would love some low-key, less touristy venues and foodie places and wondered if you both had any suggestions.
P.S.
Tom, I booked tickets to see you in Greece in East Grinstead last winter, but my health got in the way, but I'm hopefully going to see you soon. Much love and take care. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Naheed.
Oh, what a lovely message.
What a lovely message.
Lovely
touristy attractions. What are you thinking,
Tom? There's a lovely place, and I've never actually been there, but people say it's really fun. It's in Manchester Square in London. And
where's that, Tom? Where's that?
Well, it's sort of just behind Oxford Circus.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's see. What does it come up? There's Five Guys. No, it's sort of just behind...
There's a little place called Five Guys.
The Wallace Collection. The Wallace Collection.
Oh, and what is it?
It's an armour in a grand townhouse.
Oh, that's nice. I tell you where else is nice to have a cup of tea. Somerset House.
Oh, yeah, that's a lovely choice, actually, Suze. That's a much better one.
No, it's not. It's not better. It's just different. Tom.
The space
let's not be rating ourselves.
Let's not. Okay, you're
right. Let's not. But only, I was just thinking, if you're looking for someone that's not as busy, you know,
Somerset
if you want
House.
Someone that's a bit slower, Somerset
actually,
House is nice.
There's a lovely gallery there, the Courtauld collection of silver. It's lovely.
Of silver?
I think silver work.
What, knives and forks and that?
Knives, forks and that.
Spoons.
Spoons, maybe.
If you're lucky, they get the spoons out. And
if
someone
they get
plays
the
spoons, them. It's actually where the Pearly King and Queen live.
It's very classy. You'd love it. Yes, because there's nice cafes in that Somerset House Square. It's very magical. Very magical place. And there's that. There's a little gallery there, I think, along underneath. I think I went to a fashion exhibition there once.
Oh, Tom, look at you. We get it. She's
going to
get fashionable. Culture.
I do like it. I used to go to things all the time, but I don't anymore. Do you know what I mean?
What have you become? You're too busy, dear.
Amazing. Sit in the garden, that's all. Sit in the garden.
Oh,
getting pissed.
Tom, don't be hard on yourself. You're a busy boy. We're all just trying our best.
We're all just trying our best, aren't we?
Don't be too hard on yourself. Any other... Well, I'm just trying to think of nice sort of not as stressy places in London.
Yeah, I like that. Up from... Oh, well, then up from there, up from Somerset House, is the John Soames Museum. It's quite interesting. And all around there is the sort of Inns of Court. That's quite interesting.
And if, like me, you like trains, the British Transport Museum's good.
In Covent Garden, that's just along, isn't it? Yeah,
just along, but probably quite busy. But, you know, if you go on a morning, it might not be full of kids.
But sometimes on a daytime, you can go into the Royal Opera House, and that's a nice place to sit and have a cup of coffee. Oh. There's a big escalator with a lovely view.
Do you get to have a go on the stage?
I think you have to do a bit more practice than that. But they used to have their wig shop used to be open. And, like, you could see through the window.
Is that where you got yours?
And that's where I got my wig, and that's why I look like...
Marie Antoinette.
I always look like Marie Antoinette, yeah. That's a magic point or something. Yeah, so they've got a lovely shop, buy a nice tea towel.
That is a lovely idea. A lovely idea. Mm. Well, Tom, listen, happy coronation. Do you like coronation chicken?
I do, actually, and I'm hoping to have some before the coronation, or during, actually.
You should make some.
I might, but I'm going to the Isle of Man, so I'd have to make it really early.
Oh, the Isle of Man.
Make it with me, of
that
course.
Lovely tax haven.
That lovely...
Tom's moving there.
Is it a tax haven? It is, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm just being... That's what I always say when I'm on stage there. Good evening, tax dodgers.
That's lovely. I hope they enjoy that. When I say
I'm sure they will.
lovely. And Susie, can I just say, lovely door handle behind you. Did you buy that recently?
Oh, Tom, thank you. We've changed all of the door handles.
I want to talk to you about that. Was it difficult?
The good boys did it.
Oh.
Theo and Joe from Brighton Paintworks.
So they did.
We couldn't do it.
So they did all the painting, Tom. And they changed your knobs.
They changed all of our knobs, yeah. And that was, and I don't mind saying it, it was a real bitch to change some of those knobs. Some of these doors are really fucked, if I'm honest, Tom. They've had a load of handles in. There's not much space left in them to get a thing through.
Get a new knocker in. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and we've got a new knocker.
Have you, Suze? What colour?
Yeah. It's a snail.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I need to tell you this before you go.
Yeah.
Tom, you wouldn't believe the amount of snails we had in our garden. I'm going to send you a picture.
Oh, don't they? Horrible, aren't they? They're just slugs and they eat all your plants.
Well, this is the thing. Okay, wait a minute. I just need to pick up your phone, Tom. This is podcasting, right?
Well, pick what do you phone. Do with them? Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. So I was away and Alice said, look, this snail scenario is really not good. We have got far, far too many snails.
They come. And, I don't know where they come from. And the slugs.
Yeah. So we had loads of them. So I was away. I was up in Loughborough and Alice and the baby decided to collect all the snails. Yes. The baby was sick after she collected the snails. Did she put her hands in her mouth? Maybe. Disgusting. So have a look at that box of snails.
I'm still waiting for it. Did you email it? Do you WhatsApp it?
I've WhatsApped it.
Standing by.
You're standing by? Standing by? Standing by. Here it comes.
That is a lot of snails.
It's so many snails, isn't it? I would say it's upwards of 40. I would say it's upwards of 40. So there you go. There's it from the top. That's bird's eye view of the snails. So
what did you do with them?
We took them to the local woods for a new life. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm sure.
See, the trouble is, I said to Mum, what do you do with snails? And she says, well, I used to ding them over the wall, which I'm not convinced is the nicest way to deal with them.
Yeah, for anyone, for your neighbours who potentially sat there in the garden and suddenly have snails in their hair.
Yeah, or in like a champagne glass.
Oh, I would be furious if a snail landed in my champagne.
So Alice and the baby took them to the woods. The baby then proceeded to say goodbye to them, which was very funny. Bye, snail. See ya. And then just walked off. So, yeah, if anyone's got any tips for how to get rid of snails, I don't know.
I don't know.
Some of them are back now. And are they born with their shells? Do they come out with soft shells and then they harden up? Is that how it works?
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen the birth of a snail. And I imagine the idea of it would make me physically sick.
introduced to that video going around TikTok of a snail of a snake falling through someone's ceiling.
Yes, I can't watch it. I just it's not here though. It's not in the UK.
No, of course it's not.
It's in, like,
you don't
Thailand
get those big old ones. Yeah, you mustn't travel. I think it was in Crete.
No, it wasn't, Susie. Don't say that. Say that.
Only pulling your leg. Only pulling your leg. Right, Tom, we better go. We better go. I need to go and do that salmon with the tapenade.
Go and do the salmon with the tapenade. I'm thinking about dinner now. Oh, because we had some scrambled eggs earlier, but it's never enough, is it?
Oh, God, no. With Marmite?
No, actually, I've never done that. I do like Marmite, though.
Marmite, a little bit of salt, eggs on the top.
I fancy some Marmite on toast. I might have that as a lunch snack.
There you go.
Oh, hasn't it been a great
You're welcome.
Day?
You're Everybody. Welcome.
Happy coronation, everyone.
Happy coronation, everyone. And we'll see you next week on Like Minded
Friends.
We'll
see you next week, for sure. Okay.
For sure. All right, okay, everyone. See you later then. All right then. Bye now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.